Thursday, Parshas Vayetze, Shir Yud Tes.
David Shore is a Ben Taira.
Rabbi Sai, Zote Heilige Gimone, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Loishanam et Kone Zazu Veilach, אבל זה ימדים גמול ולא ביש גמול גלי שאבל קודם יתו הזדו ולא ביש גמול יום נשת נשת בכל יום קודם יתו גמול אהבה מיוחי קומר יקו בתין עם קו ונעית נוק קודם תגן זה איש נשת בכל יום מומי can get married when? Every day רבוי סי, we started 7 minutes ago איש נשת בכל יום What is going on over here? Rabbi Sai, what's going on? Isha, this is Bechol Yoim. Can a woman get married on Shabbos? Can a woman get married on Chol HaMoed? No. How do you know they can't get married on Chol HaMoed? Ain Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's a pasuk in this week's parsha. Dachzach. It's a pasuk in this week's parsha. What does it say? It says that after Yaakov accidentally married Leah, he said, okay, I marry Rachel. When? After a week. Why after a week? Why don't we get married? Why can't I marry a second wife right now? The answer is Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So, is there simcha on Shabbos? Simcha Shabbos oineg. Shabbos also simcha. Yom tov is simcha. Okay. Are they finished downstairs?
No.
What?
They're about to be finished.
Okay, because we're missing some peoples. He's there.
Benny's in charge.
Got it. Mamish. Al Kopon, how can the Gemara say Ishnis is Bechol Yoyim is Nisht Emes? You can't get married on Shabbos. You can't get married on Chol HaMoed. What's the pshat? So just say a little bit more with a little bit more of a.
It doesn't mean
it's just bechol yoim. It just means
majority days.
It means it's not talking about the days that you can't get married anyway on. I mean, you can't ask me a question. I can't get married on Yom Kippur. I'm like, okay, obviously we don't mean that. We mean that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the days that are viable days you can get married on. You have a use the word. Zeitig. What does Zeitig mean? A side reason, a separate reason why you get married. Okay, that's not what we're talking about. It's just Bechol Yoim Mitzad the Takona we mean. How could we be Ishanis Bechol Yoim? We asked the question from Rabbi Yoshev. We asked the question that, what do you mean? But even this bottle of the Tam for the Takona, but the Takona is still in place. We said Tupshatim. The second pshat, the Lomdish pshat, we said is from the Chassam Sofer. What did the Chassam Sofer say? That you misunderstood the Takana. The Takana Mitzchila was a woman has to get married the day before she was Bezdin. So, Bizman Azeh, can you be Mekayim the Takana? Yes. So, is the Takana Batel? Not at all. So, according to the Chassam Sofer, you already have the Takana. What about Shaktu?
Also.
Also, Shaktu. Aye, how could you get married on Sunday? Bidatarach. So Chassam Sofer says, Bizman Hazeh, you have to be Mekayim your Takanas completely. They're fully intact. How are you Mekayim? Tainis Besulim? Anyone? Day before Bezdin. How are you Mekayim Shaktu? Bidatarach. And everything is good and fine. That is the Chassam Sofer. The Ritva. Zokta says the takana is not kayim anymore. Why is it not takana? Because the takana was made with a tnai, with an escape clause, it was going to self-destruct. And the Chachamim originally made the takana only as long as the Sibas HaTakana is here. But once the Sibas HaTakana is gone, boom, the takana itself self-destruct. Who is Mevatel the takana? Ezra. Not Ezra. Ezra's not the right person. The one who made the takana. The one who made the takana destroyed the takana. They're mevatel their own takana. So is that takana kayom bisman hazeh? Yes or no? According to the Ritva.
No.
So what is the Gemara talking about shaktu for? The Gemara says you can marry every day. I would about shaktu. So the takana is not kayom. We explained that in Hanami there is a secondary shaktu, which is shaktu is a zach. It's a zach, even though the takana is off the table. There's no chazach called shaktu. To Zayin Klor, according to the Chassam Sofer, is the shaktu of today the same as the shaktu in the Mishnah?
Yep.
Yes, it is. It's the zel because the takana is still kayim. The takana of besula at times besula is still kayim. But Shenkin, according to the Ritva, the original shaktu told you you should get married on what day? Wednesday. And not get married on Sunday. Get married on Wednesday. That part of the shaktu is gone. But there's still this element of shaktu, which is, okay, that takana is gone, but for shaktu is a zach. It's a zach. So what? How do you deal with that? With the tarach. Okay. Is it clear so far? Okay. Tosfos asked the question. Tosfos says, "Bizman hazeh, how could you get married on Friday if Bezdin doesn't sit on Shabbos?" That's Tosfos' question. L'choira klor, Rabbi say, Tosfos is only going with the Chassam Sofer. Because Bizman hazeh, if the takana is gone, the takana is gone. Where do we see anywhere, if there's no more takana, he said that it's only Bizman Shebezdin Yosh Mechol Yoyim, and Bezdin Yosh Mechol Yoyim, there's no more takana, so there's no more takana. And Bifrat, with what the Ran adds, that there's no Sibasa Takana anymore. Why not? Because nowadays we do Kiddush and Nisuin together. So there's no reason to get married. Therefore, Bezdin, this whole thing's a joke. It's a joke. What are you saying? Because Tosis holds the Takana still in place. And in Hanami, there's no Sibasa Takana. I don't care. What about the escape clause? What about the fact that the Takana will self destruct? Tosfos doesn't hold the takana self-destruct. So how can you marry Bizman HaZeh and every day? Because you have a kiyum of the takana. What's the kiyum of the takana? You're getting married the day before. But are you getting married the day before Yeshivas Bezdin Bizman HaZeh? What about the fact Bezdin doesn't sit on Shabbos? Problem, says Tosfos. Okay, we'll work it out. We'll be koibel. We'll pull together three people. We'll make it somehow a kiyum of the takana. But Tosfos learns we're trying to be mekayim the takana Bizman HaZeh today, hayoim. Today, Mekayim the Takana is best. Mashenkin, according to the Ran says, there's no Takana. Forget the Takana. Forget it. Yeah.
So why is there every Takana in the first place? You can always pull together three people. If the Diabet and Shabbos put together, we could also know that on a Wednesday, during the Takana.
So in the time of the Takana, being that Bezdin sat on Mondays and Thursdays, so that wasn't no hook to bring together three people. Everyone waited till Mondays and Thursdays. So therefore, you had the chashash of the Takana. That was Yeshivas Bezdin. Nowadays, Yeshivas Bezdin is whenever you pull together. But Bizman of the Takanas Ezra, that wasn't Yeshivas Bezdin on Monday and Thursday. That's what it was. You have to work on that a little bit more. I'll call upon him. Lechura azaykum tais. Now, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to discuss a lot of what's going on in Bizman HaZeh. The Rambam says, now the Rambam's going back a little bit before Bizman HaZeh. Says the Rambam, what happens if it's Higi Azman V'loi Nisu? So the Rambam is obviously talking about a time when they did separate between Kedushin and Nisuin. What's the din if it reaches 12 months and he doesn't feed her? What's the halacha? We all know there's a Mishnah. What does it say? It's chayv mezoinus. Okay. What about if it's higi azman be'echod b'shabbos? The Gemara says he's pater. It's a Gemara, right? And the Gemara also says, why is he pater? Because of shaktu. What about if it's higi azman b'sheini b'shabbos? Also shaktu. Also shaktu. What about Shlishi b'Shabbos? Also Shaktu. What about Tzigizman b'Rivi b'Shabbos? There's going to Chayv Mezoinus. The problem is that for some strange reason, the Rambam says that if it's Tzigizman on Monday or Tuesday, so he has to give her Mezoinus. That's strange. Why does he have to give her Mezoinus? What about Shaktu? Sunday, the Rambam says you don't give mitzvahs, but there's a different reason. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says you can't get married Sunday for a totally different reason. Maybe we'll see the Gemara, maybe we won't. Shemi yishchot benoy. If you can't get married on Sunday, Sunday's off the radar because we're so, because the husband's going to be very anxious. Everything should be ready. We're afraid that it's going to be Motzei Shabbos and he's going to be in a very big rush. He's going to shecht and he's not going to notice that it was before this month. We don't want to do chil Shabbos. Sunday, you can't get married. So Sunday's taco off the radar. But what about Monday? Says the Rambam, you have to give her mezainis. But why? What about shakdu? Says Rav HaGoyin Rav David Kahn, we mentioned it a little bit yesterday, and also when we learned the sugya on that base. He says, listen, if you learn like the Chassam Sofer, so is the takana of the Mishnah in place today? Yeah. Yes. Is the takana of shakdu in place today? Yes. Is there any difference between the time of the Gemara when the Gemara said shaktu and Bizman Azev shaktu? They're identical. So if the Gemara says shaktu, you don't feed, shaktu, you don't feed, the Rambam wouldn't make any sense. However, according to the Ritva, is the Takana Noigea Bizman Azev? No. Is there some sort of shaktu Bizman Azev? Yes. Is it the same shaktu as the Mishnah's shaktu? No. No, it's a lower level shaktu. Is there any way to circumvent the shaktu of Bizman Hazer? How do you do that? Bit of tarach. That wouldn't, hold on a second, one more second. That wouldn't work for the time of the Mishnah. So in the time of the Mishnah, were there any options of getting married on Sunday? No, because you couldn't be tarach, or Monday, or Tuesday. The only option was what it says in the Mishnah. Besula nisseis when? Yom Ravi. But Bizman Hazeh, hold on a second. You hold your thought. Abo Bizman Hazeh, where Isha Nisis Bechol Yoim, true there's a Shaktu here. Shaktu is a Zach, but you could get around the Shaktu by doing what? By being Torah. So if it falls out on Sunday, what do we tell him? Buddy, get your act together and be Torah before Shabbos. And if you don't, no problem. You're just going to have to feed her.
Torah is to help
him. Aye, it says in the Gemara that if it's Yigiyas Mabech B'Shabbos, I don't have to feed her. That's in the time of the Mishnah, when the Shaktu was a real Takana. And when it's a real Takana, it's non-negotiable. And when it's non-negotiable, I don't have to feed her. But Bizman Hazeh, it is negotiable. That's only if you hold like the Ritva. That the Ritva holds that the Shaktu of Bizman Hazeh is not the same Shaktu as the time of the Mishnah. But according to the Chassam Sofer, you can't say this. The Shaktu of the Mishnah and our Shaktu is identical. The same Takana, it's the same place. It didn't change that one little bit. So the Rambam is going to go like the Shita of the Ritva. Yes, Akiva.
What about Sunday?
What?
To the Ritva, I understand the Rambam saying Sunday is Pater.
Sunday is Chayev.
Chayev
to feed Mezoinus. Oh, that's a different reason, right. Sunday is Pater Shemish Lemenot. That's a different reason. And Achanami, there's nothing you can do about getting married on Sunday anymore. But that's not a shaktu. That's a shemishcha benoif. The Ram says, any day that you can't get married, you don't have to feed her. If you can get married, you do have to feed her.
Shaktu is a reason not to give her mezonos, but to take care of her to be Torah.
Because where you, where'd you get that from?
Huh?
Where'd you get that from? Okay, so the Rambam obviously disagrees with you. I respect what you're saying.
Rambam doesn't say that.
The Rambam says you have to feed her even though there's shaktu.
Yeah.
So why? You're saying, but Shaktu is the reason you don't have to feed her. Obviously, it's not true. The Rambam says, listen, in the times of the Mishnah, Shaktu is the reason why you don't have to feed her. Why? Because I can't do anything about it. What do you want from my life? I should marry you on Sunday? I can't marry you on Sunday. I can't, even though I try my hardest, I can huff and I can puff, but I can't get married on Sunday because there's a Takana. That's in the time of the Mishnah. The Chacham said, I can't do it. But Bizman Hazeh, can you get married on Sunday if you huff and you puff? Yes. So huff and puff. Hustle, my friend. Get your act together. That's what the Rambam holds.
Did we see something earlier on?
Your svar is good, but the Rambam seems to say not like that. What?
Did we see something earlier on that even back then there was ways to somehow be tarach?
Not according to the Rambam. That's only according to the Chassam Sofer. The Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold that way.
We can't
see the Rashi doesn't hold that way.
What changed from back then to now?
It's a different takana.
Why?
Wow.
You were able to
be tarach
then also.
But the chacham, I'll tell you why, because the chacham made a takana. The takana was get married on Wednesday. And you could soak your head from today till tomorrow. Listen. We have a getter of a takana. The getter of takanas get married on Wednesday, period. Now that takana is batal. The takana doesn't exist anymore. Now the takana is batal, we have a zach called shaktu. No, it's part of the takana. Originally, shaktu was part of the takana. Shaktu was get married on Wednesday. Why don't I get married? Why don't I get married on Sunday? Shaktu. So Shaktu told me get married on Wednesday. Once he told me get married on Wednesday, it is non-negotiable. I have to, that was the takana. I took care of the siba of the takana because I tarach. I don't care about the siba of the takana. The gather of the takana was get married on Wednesday. Period. Soak your head. I was like, but I did this and I did that. I got it. Chachamim to get married on Wednesday. Get married on Wednesday. So there's nothing I could do. Look, this is all in the Rambam and the. However, now that this gedur, the takana, is no longer here because it's self-imploded, it's self-destructed. So now there's no gedur takana. Elamai, there's still a zach of shaktu. So that zach of shaktu, you can work around.
Every takana is self-destructed.
No.
When the reason changes.
No, that's what we said yesterday from the Yashav. It's not true. Saint Talamater didn't self-destruct. You're still saying Shem Talamater only on Zayin Cheshvan, even though the reason changed. Okay, my friends. What about Bizman Hazeh? If I were to ask you a question, when should you get married? Bizman Hazeh. So there's all these different skulas. I'll tell you the skulas. I got married on Tuesday. My shir is very excited because it says two times Kitoiv on Tuesday. Kitoiv, Kitoiv. So, it's an Inyan Tuesday. The stomach you could find every day in Inyan. There's another, what? There's another inyan which is brought down. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This inyan getting married towards the beginning of the month. I also got married towards the beginning of the month. Chassidim don't get married towards the end of the month. Certain months, yeah. Certain months, not. There's like all these Kabbalah things, you know. Because my daughter got married at the end of the month. I asked the Shaila and this and that. It's like, you know, there's all different months have different Nekudas and the Kitzer and Maisa. It's like it's Zachen.
That's how wedding halls make money. Everyone has the same 2 weeks.
But the Achronim ask a kasha. This is a serious question. First, we'll start with the question of the Ayelah Sashachar. Bizman Hazeh, why doesn't an Amana get married on Thursday? Lo Matsino. It's not the minig that Amana. Well, I don't know why. Which takana is batal, my friends? Besula. But Amana the Yomachemishi. Okay, so hold on.
Amana was based on the fact.
Okay, Ba. Says the Ayel Sashachar, if you hold like the Ran, that the Ran says the whole takana of Besula is all built on the takana, the whole takana of Alman is built on the takana of Besula, that one is totally on the other, I understand, because Besula's out, therefore Alman is out. But Tosis doesn't seem to hold that. Why? We medayik in Tosis ourselves. Because Tosis asks a Besula should get married on Thursday because of Almana. I see that Tosis holds Almana's got its own day. It's got a real day. So according to Tosis, why are Almanas not getting married on Thursday? They got real days, Almana. This is the question that Rabbi Aaron Leib Shneiman asks. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach takes the Shaila one step further. He says, I don't only have a problem with Almana. And I don't only have a problem with the Shitas HaToisus. I got a problem with everybody. Everyone, Bizman Hazeh. Why are women not getting married on Thursdays and Fridays? Because even if you tell me there's no more Takana, or maybe that there never was a Takana, but I ask you a question. Does the Gemara clearly tell us that there's a significance to get married on Thursday and Friday? What's the significance of getting married Thursday, Friday? Bracha and Dagim, Bracha and Adam. So is there a significance in the Gemara? Yes. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, people chapped on to getting married the beginning of the month. Doesn't appear anywhere in Shas, because it's mentioned in one of the Achroinim. So therefore, this is in the Gemara. This is in the Gemara, the Gemara says. Why are people not doing it? And he doesn't seem to give an answer. And he's not the first. The Magi on the bottom brings from the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua says the following thing, and I'm sharing this with my dear friends. Shkol ha-roitze l'kayim divrei chachomim. If you want to be mekayim divrei chachomim, yesh lo lochosh l'chatchilo l'tayme de bracha. He should be mekayim, he should be careful to the reason of bracha, and brachas will fall on his head, says the Pnei Yeshua. So now you have the bracha of the Pnei Yeshua on top. Nachder tzi, you have the bracha of the Pnei Yeshua also. He says, I'll give you brachas. And a person should get married dafka on Thursday, Friday.
He we said on Beis Medav that we were asking why does it take defensive chachamim. One of the pshatim we gave is that we don't want to push off Nesuin at all. So it sounds like there's a maila. Bracha itself.
What do you mean? We want to push off Nesuin?
We want Nesuin to happen right away. For someone to roll and wait till the end of the week, we don't want to push off a mitzvah Nesuin.
Oh, the Gemara seems to say there's an inyan of bracha of getting married. I don't know if that's called push it off. You know what? If you want, get married on Thursday before. You can do that too. Akitzer, Rabbi Yisai, my hatzah for you is Beis Hashem and a get the shot. Kitoiv worked out well for me, but the bracha ledogim, you should get married. A person should get married on Thursday night. Thursday night, Wednesday night. If you're out of town, you get married Wednesday night. Then you have a day, you can get back before Shabbos, but you should get married Wednesday night, Thursday night. There's no, I don't see a good reason why we're not being, it's not me, I'm not making it up, it's the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Mincha Shleima. Eliel Sashachar is more bothered by a Be'ula and Almana. Almana should have her Takana. But Shlomo Zalman says, I don't forget Almana, forget about the Takana, there's no Takana. Is it Inyan in the Gemara? Is it called Inyan? The Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua, it's the Chaim Divrei Chacham. This is what the Chacham clearly said, this is a good thing. And then he puts his own bracha on top. So you got big brachas, get married Thursday night. Wednesday, Thursday night. Azoy Menach is the best thing to do, the most suggested. Al Kopanim Zok the Gemara Vayter. What Zok the Gemara? My Shachtu Daf Gimel Amid Beis. My Shachtu. Now, the Rishonim were all bothered by this question. You know this already. The Rishonim were all bothered by the same question. What's my shaktu? What do you mean my shaktu? This is not like our first introduction to shaktu. It was like, shaktu? What shaktu? What do you mean? What shaktu? Where do we see shaktu? Bezamanav. The Gemara is assuming that everyone fashtate, the Rishonim are assuming, everyone fashtetzach remembers Beis Omed Aleph, right? For sure. That's not a kasha maishaktu. What do you mean? We're fresh in Beis Omed Aleph. Of course we all did Chazor and we remember Beis Omed Aleph. So what's the Gemara's question? Maishaktu. So there's numerous mahalchim. We're going to see four mahalchim. Rashi's mahalach, maishaktu. Says Rashi, heichan shaninu shaktu. The Gemara doesn't ask us, what is shaktu? Heichan shaninu shaktu. Where did we learn shaktu? Where did we teach shaktu? Where was it in a mishnah of shaktu? Where was recorded shaktu? Heichan shaninu shaktu. Dimakshin on lahachal. You could ask this question. Yimishum de amar Shmuel leel. It's because the Shmuel said in the Beis Amid Aleph where we saw it originally. Leslan leasuve minei lamoyer achrina. You can't ask from Shmuel. On Rosh Shmuel by Yitzchak. Why not? They're contemporaries. So Shmuel said one thing, Shmuel by Yitzchak said something else. What could that very easily be? Machlokes. You can't ask me a kasha. What's with Shaktu? Where are you coming from? Well, like, what are you asking me? Oh, because Shmuel said Shaktu. Shmuel's, that's not my problem. It's Rav Shmuel and Shmuel are not the same person, right? So what type of question is that? You can't ask from an Amor and another Amor. So you have to have some sort of backing. So the question of my Shaktu is, where does it say Shaktu? Where is Shaktu? That's what Rashi says. That's the question. Rashi's telling us a hanocha yisoid. Can you ask a kasha from an amoira to another amoira? No. Rekta Sukas David and others. So let's turn back to the Gimel Amid Aleph, where the Gemara brings an Ika de Amri in Rava, that Rava said, V'chein linyan gittin, that get also has a din of Einus. And that's the Gemara kasha from a Mishnah, another Mishnah, and then Gemara is a kasha from Shmuel. Now this is ironic. This is super ironic. We're asking kasha on Rava from Shmuel. It's the same Shmuel. So we can ask a kasha from Rava on Rava from Shmuel, and we can ask a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak from Shmuel. What's the difference? How could we ask a kasha on an Amora from an Amora? As I frek the Sukkas David. How could we ask a kasha on an Amora from an Amora? Says the Sukkas David to Terutzim. Sukkas David, first Teretz, he says, is maybe we're not asking Kasha on Rava. If you remember back there, we had two versions of Rava. two different versions. And we're not sure what Rava really said. So what we're really asking is, do you really think Rava said this? I mean, Shmuel doesn't hold this way. So is it really an attack on Rava, or it's just a suggestion that that's really what, that Rava meant the other thing? Let me ask you a question. Do we prefer machlekes, or do we prefer people to agree? Okay, some people are argumentative, and they prefer machlekes. But in the Gemara, we would much like, more like to, for people to agree. Some, you know, I once heard, I don't remember who it was, someone speaking about, like, how is there so much machlekes in Shas? So someone has said, like, just remember about all the things we agree about. Like, if we have a machlekes about if this is considered to be, you know, a malachas koitzer, so remember, we all agree that there's such a thing as malachas koitzer. We all agree that there's such a thing as malachas Shabbos. We all agree that the Shabbos is, that Hashem gave the Torah, and then the Torah to Shabbos. We agree about so much stuff, right? We agree about more than we disagree about. We'd rather not disagree. So the Gemara is suggesting, could it be that this is the correct version of Rava? For sure. If Rava said this, we wouldn't necessarily have a attack on Rava. We're just suggesting that maybe the other version of Rava is correct. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, which he doesn't say clearly, but he says maybe Shmuel is one of the previous Amoraim, right? So maybe one of the later Amoraim, it's not so... Rava is not Chaylik. Yeah, over here, it says, he brings a thesis that Rav is not going to be choylok on Rav. Rav is from the original Amoraim, Rav is from the later Amoraim. Rav and Shmuel were the contemporaries. So Rav and Shmuel, so maybe Rav wouldn't argue on Shmuel because he's so many generations away. Our Gemara is Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak. I looked up last night, according to the Talmudic version of Wikipedia, Talmudopedia, whatever they call it, Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak is a previous generation. So Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak and Shmuel have less of a generation gap. They're closer in age. I wouldn't say they're exactly the same, but let's say, you know, let's say that there's a present Rosh Hashiva who would want to argue with Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. So you'd say, okay, that's pretty close. To argue with Rabbi Kiva Eger, okay, you're already like, you know, that's, you know, they're all achronim, but that's already not as comfortable. So Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak and Shmuel were closer in age. Rava is generations later. Rava to argue on Shmuel maybe wouldn't. That's already questionable. Could be. This is all in Rashi's pshat. Comes along the Shita Mekubetzes and he says two different pshatim. Says the Shita, what does it mean? Mai shaktu? Yesh the farish to kamiboyle mai shaktu pirish. A mai kamaksha me shaktu v'lo kamaksha me bracha. The Gemara's question was not, where'd you get shaktu from? I know Shmuel said shaktu, but there's another question. We could also ask another reason why maybe we would want you to get married. On Wednesday night. What's that? Bracha. And if you get married on Wednesday night, do you have the answer of your toireach? Is toireach going to help you? No. So why did you ask the question from Shaktu, which has a very simple answer? You should have asked the question from Bracha, and then we'd still be stuck on our question. What? What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is because the Braisa told me Shaktu. I didn't make up Shaktu. I have a Braisa. You don't have a Braisa that says Bracha. You made up Bracha. Bracha's a nice, sweet thing, okay? It's sweet, and it's like a good thing to do. And if you can, get married on Wednesday night. You got it? But if we don't see anywhere in halacha, bracha doesn't show up in halacha anywhere. Is it ratzayin chachamim v'lashon l'pnei Yeshua? Maybe. But what do we see in a bracha? Shaktu is more than just a nice sweet thing. Shaktu is in the bracha. So that's a kasha. That kasha has teeth. That's the way that the Gwedz's on the question is, why did you choose shaktu? My shaktu, why did you choose shaktu? Then he brings another pshat. The question is, the question is on the language of shaktu. What's this? What does shaktu mean? Anyone remember? Diligent. It says that the Shita, it means somehow that they were very entrenched or ensconced in this takana. It's not a real word. It's a real word. It doesn't belong here. But anyway, they're entrenched in this takana. They dug deep into the takana. Shaktu means that they really, they took this takana very, this is not, Why did it say shachtu kachacham? Why was shachtu? It's like, whoa. Just say the chacham in a takana. Shachtu chacham in takana in Israel. Chacham tiknu. What's shachtu chacham? What's the... What's the shaktu thing? Why do you use that language? We have to see what the answer. So the Shita says the answer is going to be somewhere in the Brisa, What? I think only the second one. The first one, I don't know. I don't know the first one. But he says the Gemara's question isn't my shaktu. What is this takana of shaktu? Why the language of shaktu? Why did you choose that word? My shaktu. Shaktu. It's a big word. Shaktu. What are we shaktu about? What are you getting so excited? It sounds like they took this takana very seriously. Let's see. Says the Gemara. My shaktu. Ditanya. Now the Brisa says, this part of the Brisa, from the time of Sakana, what does Sakana mean? Danger. Nagu chachamim lichnos b'shlishi. The chacham were noyig. Nagu am lichnos b'shlishi. People were noyig to get married on Thursday. V'lo michu b'yadam chacham. The chacham weren't moicha. V'sheni lo yichnos. And sheni don't get married. Sheni don't get married. Like, would you like calm down a little bit? I mean, it's sakana over here. Like, what's like what? No. We're not calming down. This takana is very serious. So what do we see? Says the Shita. What would be a good word to use for this takana? Shaktu! Look at this! Look what's going on over here! It's Sakana! We would think, okay, run for the hills! Forget it! Let's close shop! Business saying, look, there's Sakana! No more Takana! Didn't go that way. So that's the lesson of Shaktu. This was a Takana that they took very, very seriously. Even Mishasa Sakana Ve'ilech, Chacham is still trying to figure out ways to, like, make sure you're not cutting corners and get married exactly on the right day. No more, no less. That's what the Shita says.
The strength things are Shabbos Kasha.
Well, it depends what the shaktu is. The shaktu is on the preparing 3 days. It might strengthen that. The shaktu is big stuff. The Pnei Yeshua comes with a fourth mahalach. Let's get the three mahalachim. Rashi's mahalach was, where is the makar for shaktu? And don't tell me Shmuel, why? Because Shmuel's an Amoira. The first pshat shita is why are you asking him shaktu? You should ask from Bracha. The third pshat, the next pshat shita is... that what's the language of shaktu? Why are you choosing the language of shaktu? Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, I have another pshat. Hey, Nachanami, I know that there's a takana of shaktu that existed in the Mishnah. Where did I see that takana originally? That Beis Amid Aleph. But you're telling me that there's another shaktu. You're telling me that shaktu is a zach, even after the takana is already off the table, even after the takana self imploded. There's still shaktu. Where'd you get your second shaktu from? Now let's get it clear. This is going to depend on the Chassam Sofer and the Ritzvah. If you hold like the Chassam Sofer, is there a second shaktu?
No.
The original takana is still in place because you still mean Mekayim takana bizman hazeh, and the original shaktu is still in place. But if you hold like the Ritzvah that the original takana imploded, so why are you talking about shaktu for? The takana is gone. The answer is vayis tachayis, shaktu is still a zach. Who held that way from the Rishonim? Sorry for the Ritzvah. Rashi. Actually, the Diyah came from Rashi. Shittim kubetzes in Rashi. Rebbe Yashiv and the Rishash in Rashi. So asks the Pnei Yeshua, let's see it inside. Rashi, why didn't you explain the Gemara this way? Rashi, you. This works for you, Rashi. Umihu, hashta da'asina lahacha. Now that we got here, says the Pnei Yeshua inside. We gave the Mara Mekoymus out yesterday, right? It's yesterday's. Lohutzuch Rashi's alafarish, v'dibar rascho my shaktu, d'lo shmir lehad shmuel, shaper matzino lememar, d'afagav d'yada l'shmuel, maksha my shaktu, even though we know Shmuel, we can accept Shmuel, and Shmuel's a good source, still we can ask the question. Mishum dekasal kadaitach, mishum shaktu loro chachom l'sakin yoyim kavua, ela achash atiknu yoyim kavua, mishum tainis besulim, in other words, shaktu was there to move it from Sunday to Wednesday. Dikatarti, when you have the two of them together. Vahenu kometame, my shoktu. The kivin shabatadin kvum bechol yoim. Nowadays, batadin kvum bechol yoim. Havon lameima dinisis bechol yoim. Vil yiskan yoim kavua le shoktu lechud. Shoktu alone is a zach. Shoktu is part of the original takana of the two of them together. And that takana is batal. So where did you get shoktu as being a zach by itself? Where'd you get that from? That's his question. So question on Rashi. Why don't Rashi learn the Gemara that way? You understand the question?
It sounds like the way that means me, the Gemara took Shmuel's word enough for a takana, and then just for this zach we need to bring Raisa now.
Maybe Shmuel's good. We're happy with Shmuel as a makar. But Shmuel is not a makar. Is Shmuel a makar for the second din of Shaktu? Is he a makar for the second din of Shaktu, or only for the first? Comes along Sukkas David and Reb David Pivarsky and says, you could see that already in Shmuel also. What do you say?
No, it sounds like nowadays Shaktu is more kavua than it was.
Originally, Shaktu told you which day. Shaktu has another, I don't know if it's nowadays, there's another element. We're going to see that there was maybe both there originally. What did we say Shaktu? Shaktu Chamat Chonis Mois Yisrael, Shiyad Mitzvayach 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 Gimel Yamam. Echad B'Shabes, Sheini B'Shabes, Shlishi B'Shabes, Urevi Yikainz. Asks the Achreinim, B'Shukas Dover, Dover Kviat, or Dover Pavarsky. What's the, like, why is we being so verbose? Why are we saying 3 days? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay, yeah, I can figure that out. You know, I can count. I can go. Well, you have to tell me 3 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And get married on Wednesday. Just say you can't get married on Sunday because you need 3 days. So you get married on Wednesday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Reb David Pivarsky and Reb David Kviat. They say Bais Tachoyis. There's two different elements to this takana. There's one element of takana is just shaktu. You should have preparation. The other thing is, it should be the 3 days. And each day is part of the takana. There's a secondary takana over here. There's one takana, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, another takana, 3 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 days. And you see that in the actual language. You see Shoktu kachama tachonis mishu terech sura gibel yamim. Echon b'shabbos. Sheini b'shabbos. Shlishi b'shabbos. Uber v'yikonsa. So, maybe Rashi does hold of this yisoid, but he says even that I saw already in Shmuel, because Shmuel said Shaktu Chacham Tchonis Bnei Yisrael. If you look back at your Maror Mekoymes that we gave out on back over there on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we didn't still discuss it in Shir, but I gave it out with Dov Pivarsky, and I gave out similar over here in the Sukkah stuff. We did? We mentioned it. We did, right? We did mention it. Yeah. So there's really two elements of the Takana, and that's already Merum is in the Lashon of Shmuel. So what's the question of my Shaktu? I see both of them there. Says Rashi, okay, the question is something else, but I can't bring it all from Shmuel. Shmuel's not enough of a source, because Shmuel's an Amayra. I got to bring from somewhere else.
I mean, this Bryce is very good Shmuel,
because
the Gafka shows in the Bryce that each individual day is
his own. Oh, yeah, it shows that in the Bryce. Okay, Beis Hashem, B'li Neder on Sunday, what we're going to do, we are going to start the sugya of Yorok Val Yavor. What a major sugya. This is a major shot sugya. It's not an easy sugya either. We had one hard Reb Chaim. There's another. This is an epic hard Reb Chaim coming up. We'll see if we're going to get to it. About the sugya of Yorok Val Yavor and all the different details of Yorok Val Yavor. There's a Shem B'siyata D'Shmaya. We're going to start it on Sunday with Fisher Pechas. I'd like to leave you with a thought on this week's parasha.
Oh.
pasuk says, "Vayachaloyim v'hine sula mutzav aretz v'roish magia hashamayma v'hine malach elokim oylem v'yordim boy." Yaakov has a dream. Oh, what a dream! Sula mutzav aretz v'roish magia hashamayma v'hine malach elokim oylem v'yordim boy. Malach elokim or oylem v'yordim boy means on him. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara, of the pasuk is it means they're oylem v'yored on the sulam. But Mefarshim, I believe it's Reb Chaim Volozhin, tell us that's not what it's referring to. Oylem v'yordim boy means oylem v'yordim on Yaakov. Yaakov can cause an aliyah and yerida of malachim. Malach elokim or oylem v'yordim boy in Yaakov. Yaakov saw something in this dream, and he saw a tremendous empowerment that he never knew he had. He has the ability to affect all of the universes and the galaxies and all of the malachim and all of that. It's all based on him. And we say it in the davening. We say, malachim hamoinei malo im amcho Yisrael kevutze mata. Malachim hamoinei malo im amcho Yisrael kevutze mata, which means those malachim are with us. If we're not saying Kedusha, they're not saying Kedusha. They're oylem with us. Or yardim with us. Oylem v'yardim boy. And that's the Kedusha, if I remember correctly. I can look it up if you want. He says an unbelievable pshat. Yaakov wakes up and he says, Achein, Yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh v'anoichi lo yadati. Achein. The word Achen and the word Anoichi are very similar letters. It's just the word Achen has three letters. The word Anoichi has four, it actually letter Yud. Achen Yesh, I knew about Achen. Anoichi lo yadati. Achen I knew. What does that mean? It says at Dachsel Chadush Eriam, Pilei Poim. He says that the Merkava of Hashem, Hashem's chariot, has a different, there's a different being carrying it on all four corners. What are the different beings? Well, there's the Aryeh, and then there's the Nesher, and there's a Kruv. Aryeh is a lion, a Nesher is a eagle, Kruv is a Malach, and then there's a fourth one. Achein, Yaakov says, I knew about three of the people carrying the Merkava. Achein, yesh. Anoichi lo yadati. I didn't know about the Yud. The Yud stands for Yaakov. Yaakov chapt that I'm carrying the Merkava. It's on my shoulders. He didn't know that. You know, the whole world's resting on his shoulders. And he had this dream of Malach Elokim Oylem V'Yordim Bo. He's like, wow. Anoichi lo yadati. I didn't know myself. I didn't know what I was, how important I was. And the Medrash tells us if people would realize how important they are, how much is riding on their shoulders, they'd feel different about themselves. They'd feel different. We have to learn to have self-esteem and self-appreciation and self-worth. The problem is sometimes we do that and then that brings it with responsibilities. I'm like, oh my goodness, now I feel pressure. Like, now I have to perform and I have to... And that's something we have to learn how to deal with. Because it's true, the more a person is capable of, the more that he can expect of himself. And we have to how to deal with our own expectations. And that's what Yaakov was able to tap into in this moment. The Anoichi. Yaakov reached the Darga. The Medrash says, Yaakov was able to say, Hashem ato eloka be'elyoinim, ani eloka be'tachtoinim. I got it. Your Shekhinah depends on me in this world. I am like God in this world. I am the manifestation of God, and that means a lot. And it was important for Yaakov to realize this, because in this week's parasha, Yaakov's Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov is on the run. He's a fugitive. It's not easy being a fugitive. It's not easy when you're having a rough time. I wouldn't say it was peachy because I had Nisyonos, but it was good. Avram's life was good. Overall, it was good. He had a little scare with Yitzchak, but that was about it. Yaakov had a rough life. He did. He said at the end of his life, he said, I had a rough life. People said to him, he said, my life was much more difficult than my father's. He said it himself. My father, my grandfather, their life was pretty easy. My life was rough. How do you deal with challenges? We deal with challenges by realizing that you're capable and you're important, and building your own self-worth. When a person is able to do that, he reaches into his pocket that says, "Bishvili nivra ha'olam, ani eloka b'tachtoinim." I know that I'm carrying the Shechina on my shoulders. Okay, I'm important. I'm important, even though I feel a little lost and I feel a little like, I feel a little disoriented. But where I am, I'm important. And if we realize that, it changes our whole gisha. So this Shabbos, it should be a Shabbos of Roimimus for all of us. Going into the Shabbos, how we act on the Shabbos, and what we take away from the Shabbos. It should be a Shabbos that we should be able to build ourselves, understand our position in the yeshiva, and in Klal Yisrael. What's our positions? Who are we? We're important people. We're important, every single one of us. Our tefillahs are so important. Our learning Torah is so important. Our Aleinu, our V'nemar, V'hoi Hashem L'melech, that one line of Davening is so important. Because we're important people. The world is resting on our shoulders. So if a person realizes that, it empowers him. It makes him feel special and important. B'Shema, that's close. We should be Zalicha. Shabbos should give us a boost and an energy. We should be able to continue to stay. Pleasure.
Notes? I'll take the book of Shabbos and do that.